Today we come to our series on Ephesians chapter 4. Let us turn again to Ephesians chapter 4. I'll read from verse 4 to 6.
请大家打开以弗所书，新约的以弗所书第四章四至六节。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
身体只有一个，灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一洗，一神。就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
We have noted the unique seven ones in this short passage.
我哋留意到咧，喺一段短短嘅经文里边咧，有出现咗七次嘅一。
In the beginning, these seven ones appear to be unclear as to what they mean.
一睇上去咧，呢七个一咧，好似唔系好知道佢想讲乜。
But after two careful studies, we now have a clear picture of what it refers to.
但经过咗两次嘅查考之后咧，现在我哋有清楚少少嘅明白啦。
One body and one spirit refers to God's new creation, a new man, a new humanity.
一个身体，一个灵，意思系指紧神嘅创造，就系新嘅人类。
But then Karl Marx's communism also speaks of a new man.
但是马克思的共产主义都同样讲到新人。
Various modern philosophers also speak of a new man.
现代的哲学家都提到新人。
But these philosophers speak of a new man almost 2,000 years after the New Testament.
但是这些哲学家提到新人的时候呢，是在新约圣经写成之后的成2000多年。
When the Bible speaks of the new man, it is the new creation project of God.
当圣经讲到一个新人的时候，它是指神的新创造，它要创造新人类。
Unlike the new man of communism, the distinguishing mark of God's new humanity is that God lives among the new man.
跟共产主义这个新人不同的就是，讲到这个神的创造这个新人类这个群体，一个独特的之处就是神会住在这个新人当中。
God's spirit,is inside the new man.
神的灵在这个新人里面。
Actually, the presence of God is what makes the new man alive.
其实呢，就是因为有神的灵呢，才令到这个人会活。
And then there is a second distinguishing mark of God's new man.
还有呢，关于这个新人类呢，有另外一个独特之处。
Jesus.
就是耶稣。
Jesus is the head of this new humanity.
耶稣就是这个新人类的头。
That's why in verse 5 we see the words one Lord.
所以在第五节我们看到这个字一主。
Today we'll concentrate on verse 5, the first two terms, one Lord, one faith.
今天我们会集中研读一下第五节的头两个字一主一信。
From 2 weeks ago, we know that one Lord refers to Jesus.
在两个礼拜前我们知道一主是指耶稣。
In chapter 1, verse 2, I read, Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一章的第二节，我们读到，愿因为平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你。
And then in chapter 4, verse 15,
还有第四章的第十五节，
we see that Jesus Christ is the head of this one body.
我们又看到，耶稣就是这个身体的元首的头了。
The reason why Jesus is called one Lord here is because God has appointed Jesus to be his plenipotentiary.
那为什么在这里讲到耶稣是一主呢？是因为神已经指定了耶稣作为他的全权代表。
Jesus is the chief, the head of the new humanity.
耶稣就是一个新人类的元首。
Jesus is the model and the standard.
是模范和是标准。
But then what does it mean when it says one faith?
但当这里讲到一信又是什么意思呢？
Faith here refers to a correct understanding about Jesus and a commitment to follow him.
信的意思呢，就是说对耶稣有一个正确的认识和决心去跟从他。
Actually, in the same passage later on, The Bible speaks about this one faith again.
其實咧喺同一章嘅下半橛咧，大家就會睇到佢有提到一信呢一樣嘢。
Let's read again, chapter 4, verse 13.
我哋睇第四章嘅第十三節咧。
Until all of us come to the unity of the faith, notice the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ.
第十三節講到，直等到我們眾人在真道上同歸於一，認識神的兒子，得以長大成人，滿有基督長成的身量。
I've noted a difference between the English and the Chinese translations.
我哋留意到咧，就中英文嘅翻譯唔同。
If you can read English, turn to the English translation and find out.
如果你識睇英文嘅話，你望下英文睇下有咩唔同。
The unity here is about two items.
呢度講到嘅合一咧，係指兩點。
The unity of the faith and of the understanding of Christ.
就是在真道上，即是信仰上合一，另外呢，就是在认识耶稣上都要合一。
Two things need to be unified.
这两样东西都需要合一。
Faith about Jesus, and the knowledge about the Son of God, Jesus.
就是对耶稣的信仰，和对耶稣的认识。
And the Bible says here that this goal has not yet been attained.
圣经就在这里讲到，这个目标还未达得到。
What has not been attained?
未达得到嘅系乜嘢呢
？Jesus' perfection
就系耶稣嘅完美。
His maturity
就系好似耶稣嘅成熟。
His maturity and perfection as a human being
就系作为一个人啊，好似耶稣咁成熟咁完全啊。
But note, Jesus was about 30 years of age when he passed away.
当耶稣死嘅时候咧，大概只不过系30岁左右。
And the Bible dare say this 30-year-old Jesus has reached perfection in stature.
但系咧，圣经就讲到呢个30多岁嘅耶稣咧，佢已经达到咗完全。
And for that reason, God has appointed him the standard and the model of the whole new humanity.
为咗呢个缘故咧，神咧就指定咗佢成为成个人类嘅嗰个标准同埋模范。
Jesus has attained the goal. The rest of the new man has not attained.
耶稣咧已经达到呢个目标啦，而其余嘅人类咧系未达得到。
Notice Jesus is called here the Son of God.
请留意耶稣喺度咧被称为神的儿子。
Earlier on, he's called One Lord.
而之前咧佢就被称为一主。
Further down, he's called the head of the body.
跟住再下文咧就讲到佢系身体嘅元首。
But during his lifetime, he hardly calls himself the Son of God.
但系佢在生嘅时候咧，佢系好少自称为神嘅儿子。
Anyone who has read the Gospels would know that he always calls himself the Son of Man.
任何一个人睇圣经咧，你都知道啦，耶稣经常自称人子。
And for the Jew, the term Son of Man simply means a human being.A member of the human race.
对于犹太人来讲，人子的意思即是人咁解，人子咁啊，即系话人类嘅一员。
And to arrive at Jesus's perfection depends on two things.
想达到耶稣嗰种嘅完全咧，系要有两个条件啊。
A correct faith or understanding of Jesus, and a commitment to following him.
就系对耶稣有一个正确嘅认识，同埋决心跟从佢。
Not only the new mankind has not arrived at Jesus' perfection, we have not even arrived at the correct understanding and the commitment to Jesus.
不单止这个新人类还未达到耶稣的完全，我们连对耶稣有一个正确的认识和决心跟从他呢，都还未达到。
So we've got a long way to go.
我们还有一条很长的路要走。
What is a correct understanding of Jesus according to the New Testament?
咁根据新约圣经嚟讲，对于耶稣一个正确嘅认识系乜嘢呢
？What is Jesus like in his lifetime?
喺耶稣嘅生平嘅时候，佢系点嘅呢
？This is the lesson of the day.
今日嘅课题就系呢样。
I really appreciate the Bible lesson we learned together last Sunday.
我系好欣赏咧上一个礼拜我哋所学嘅经文。
It's a lesson about a passage in Gospel of Luke.
提到路加福音第七章。
In that passage, we are told a person called Simon invites Jesus to dinner in his house.
在那段记载呢，我们看到有一个人叫做西门，他邀请耶稣回家吃饭。
And the Bible says this Simon is a Pharisee.
圣经就说这个西门呢是法利赛人。
So here we see a Pharisee, Simon, and Jesus eating dinner together.
咁所以咧，我哋就想象咧，喺一个客厅里面，呢、这个西门一个法利赛人同耶稣一齐食饭。
And while they're eating, a woman who is a prostitute creeps inside.
佢哋食紧饭嘅时候，有一个妇人系一个妓女，佢就走咗入嚟
，weeping as she comes and approaches Jesus.
佢嚟到耶稣身边嘅时候，佢系喺度痛哭。
Without saying a word, she uses her tears to wet Jesus' feet.
她一句说话都没说，她就是用她的眼泪来到洗耶稣的脚。
Using her very long hair to wipe his feet.
用她长长的头发呢，来到将脚抹干。
She stoops down and starts kissing Jesus' feet.
她踎低，开始去吻耶稣的脚。
What do you think about this scenario?
这个情景你认为点啊？
Why would Jesus allow a prostitute to touch and kiss his feet?
点解耶稣会肯俾一个娼妓去掂佢、锡佢只脚咧？
And he does nothing to stop her.
佢亦冇阻止。
Are you offended at this, Jesus?
你有冇觉得反感呢？
If you're having dinner with your pastor, and then a prostitute comes in and start kissing your pastor's feet.Would you be offended at your pastor?
假如你的牧师，你同佢一起食饭嘅时候，有一个妓女走入嚟，开始锡你牧师只脚，你会唔会觉得对你牧师会反感
？When has our pastor begun associating with prostitutes? You might think.
我哋嘅牧师几时开始同妓女交往啊
？So are you critical of Jesus?
咁你对耶稣有冇觉得有啲批评嘅感觉
？Do you want to make Jesus maturity?As the standard and the goal?
你仲想唔想以耶稣作为完全嘅目标标准呢
？What does this tell you about the head of God's new creation?
你从呢件事啊，你认识到耶稣佢作为一个新人类嘅头呢，佢系一个咩嘅人呢
？We will answer this question before we close today.
今日我哋完结之前，我就会回答呢个问题。
But in order to gain a clearer understanding of Jesus, let's learn something about the Pharisee.
但如果我哋想要正确嘅认识多啲耶稣嘅话咧，我哋必须亦都要明白法利赛人系乜嘢人。
Who or what is a Pharisee？
法利赛人系边个咧？佢系做咩工作嘅咧
？And why does Jesus want to associate with the Pharisee？
点解耶稣会想同一个法利赛人交往呢
？The first thing we should know is this。
第一点我哋必须要知嘅。
Pharisees in the time of Jesus are a people's religious party. Here I emphasize people's lay people.
法利赛人咧喺耶稣嘅时代咧系人民嘅宗教社群，呢度咧我特别咧强调系人民，系平民。
Not the noblemen，
唔系一啲高级高贵嘅人。
And Josephus, the Jewish historian, tells us there were 6,000 Pharisees at that time。
约瑟夫咧就系犹太人历史学家，就话俾我哋听咧。当时是有6000的成员的一个法利赛党。
So the number is not that great.
所以数目不是很多。
It is a lay movement. Lay as opposed to the ruling class of rulers and priests.
是一个平民运动来的。平民呢，即是相对于那些统治阶级的人，譬如祭司啊，统治者啊。
Let me give you a little bit more social background.
我想讲多少少关于一啲当时嘅社会背景。
To understand the Pharisees, you should know more about the rulers and the priests.
要去明白法利赛人咧，你必须先认识当时嘅统治者同埋祭司。
The ruler or king is actually a political representative of Rome.
当时嘅统治者或者王咧，其实就系代表罗马帝国嘅统治者。
At the time of Jesus, the country in Palestine was under Roman occupation.
在耶稣的时代，当时巴勒斯坦地呢，是受罗马人统治。
The Jews have lost their independence for hundreds of years.
当时呢，犹太人已经是失去了自己的独立呢，已经超过100多年了。
Beside the ruler, we have one high priest, a number of chief priests.
除了统治者之外，就有一个大祭司，亦都有几个祭司长。
And many, a few thousand ordinary priests.
还有几千的普通的祭司。
All these priests are official Bible teachers.
这些祭司全部都是正式的圣经教师。
Their ancestors have studied the Bible the longest. For these reasons, the priests are experts of the Bible.
他们的祖先是读圣经是读得最长的时间。因此祭司其实是圣经的专家。
To use a modern term, the priests are theologians.
用现代术语即是神学家。
Together with the ruler, the priests make up the establishment.
祭司和统治者合起来成为了建制了。
By establishment, I mean the political religious system of the country.
建制的意思就是当时的政治的宗教的阶层。
They are unfaithful to God and to the practice of the Bible.
他们其实就会变得对神不忠心。
The lay people don't like the priesthood very much.
所以平民就是不喜欢祭司的。
And I want to mention to you several groups of lay people who are opposed to the ruler and the priests.
我需要想讲的就是很多平民，他们很多时候都是反对这些统治的阶层。
There are revolutionaries in the times of Jesus.
在耶稣的时代有些革命党员。
Revolutionaries are people who want to overthrow the Roman rule.
革命党是一群人，他们是想推翻罗马政权。
There is a group called Sicarii's.
有一组人叫做匕首党。
Because they always carry a short dagger in their waist.
因为他们时时身上都带着一把匕首。
They are guerrilla fighters.
他们是游击队。
They go around killing Roman soldiers.
他们周围行就在那里杀罗马士兵的。
There is another group called Zealots.
有另一组人叫做粉锐党。
One of the 12 apostles of Jesus was a zealot.
耶稣的十二个门徒其中一个曾经就是属于粉锐党。
These people are fanatics.
这些人全部都是极端分子。
The aim is to overthrow the Roman rule by force.
他们的目的就是要用武力去推翻罗马的统治。
They want to restore Jewish independence.
他们希望犹太人再次恢复自己的独立权。
Jesus does not support violence.
耶稣是不主张暴力的。
He does not support overthrowing a government by force.
他不主张用武力去推翻统治。
Jesus is not a revolutionary.
我们的耶稣他不是一个革命党员来的。
By contrast, the founder of the New China, Dr. Sun Zhongshan, although he was a Christian, his course of overthrowing the Qing dynasty is contrary to Jesus' teaching.
对比我们的国父孙中山先生就很不同了。我们的国父是一个革命党员，他的辛亥革命推翻了满清政府。虽然孙中山先生是一名基督徒，但其实他的主张是跟耶稣相反的。
For Jesus, when a government is bad, what does he say? He will say, Father, may your kingdom come. May your will be practiced on earth as it is in heaven.
对耶稣来讲，当一个政权、政府是败坏的时候，他怎么说呢？他就说，父啊，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Jesus doesn't teach revolution by force.
耶稣是不主张要用武力
去推翻政府。
去推翻政府。
He teaches God's direct intervention.He prays that God himself would come and take over the rule of the world.
他的教导就是神会直接去介入。他祈求神亲自会来到统治这个世界。
There is a second group of people who are opposed to the priests and the rulers. In modern terms, you may call them Jewish monks.
当时有另外一组人都是反对统治者和祭司的。在现代的术语，你可以叫他们做犹太人的僧侣。
These people dislike the corrupt priest. They think they're very unfaithful to God and the Bible.
其实当时很多人都是不喜欢这些腐败的祭司阶层，他们认为这些祭司是对神不忠的。
And they see no way out of their national religion.
但他们看到自己的国家的信仰，看不到出路。
What did they do?
那他们怎么做呢？
They leave their home, their towns and cities.
他就离开家园，离开自己的市镇。
They leave their business and profession.
他们就不放低自己的职业。
They even leave Jerusalem, the holy temple.
他们甚至离开了耶路撒冷，他们的圣殿。
They say the temple is hopeless because of these priests.
佢就話聖殿咧已經係無藥可救啦，因為呢啲咁嘅腐敗嘅祭司。
These people would go to the desert by the Dead Sea and live in small communities.
呢啲人咧就會走到去靠近呢個死海嗰度咧，就大家一齊小群咁樣生活。
In caves.
就喺山洞裏邊生活。
In deserts.
喺沙漠生活。
In order to remain faithful to God and to the Bible.
就好让他们能够对神对圣经继续的忠心。
One group is called the Essenes.
其中一组人叫做爱色尼人。
Another group, a different group, has no name.
另一组人就没名的。
Because they live in a place called Qumran.
他们只是住在一个地方叫做 Qumran.
Therefore, the Bible scholars today call them the Qumran community.
所以咧，現代嘅人咧就稱佢哋為昆蘭社群。
So there are Jewish monks in Jesus' time.
所以喺耶穌嘅時代咧，係有猶太僧侶。
But notice when you read the Gospels in the New Testament, Jesus never go to these monks or associate with them.
但係咧，如果你睇新約聖經嘅時候咧，你發覺耶穌咧從來都冇同呢啲嘅僧侶咧有交往喎。
Jesus doesn't agree with monasticism.
因为耶稣佢唔提倡修道苦行嘅生活。
Jesus is not a Jewish monk.
耶稣唔系一个犹太僧侣。
I say again, Jesus does not support monastic life.
我再强调咧，耶稣唔主张修行。
Jesus teaches freedom.
耶稣嘅教导咧系关于自由。
Happiness.
幸福。
Joy.
喜乐。
Love of God.
爱神嘅心。
Forgiveness.
宽恕。
For this reason, the Christian forms of monasticism is contrary to Jesus' teaching.
所以咧，基督教嘅修道苦行嘅生活咧，系同耶稣嘅教导系相反嘅。
Whether it is a Roman Catholic monastic tradition or Protestant monastic tradition,
不论咧呢个系天主教嘅，又或者咧系新教嘅修行生活。
Unlike life in a monastery, Jesus does not support and teach strict religious rules.
同修道院嘅生活唔同嘅咧，佢唔系想强调严格嘅宗教教规。
Rather, Jesus teaches freedom. As to life in a Christian community, he teaches spontaneity.
相反咧，耶稣佢要主张嘅系自由自发。
There is a second reason why Jesus is opposed to Jewish monks.
耶稣点解反对犹太族嘅僧侣咧？有另外一个原因。
It's something about subordination towards authority.
就系咧同服从上司有关嘅。
Now it is important to be subordinate to one's superior, but Jesus does not teach strict subordination to religious authority.
服从上司当然都系重要嘅，但系耶稣唔系主张咧要好严厉。咁样去跟从、服从宗教嘅权威。
What does he teach?
佢教嘅系乜嘢呢
？Jesus teaches serving one another. He said, "Let the greatest among you be the servant of all."
耶稣教导咧要彼此嘅服侍。你哋中间边个想作大嘅咧，就先作众人嘅仆人啦。
A good model for any community would be mutual service.
啊，任何一座社群嘅好嘅模范咧，系彼此嘅服侍嘅。
Jesus is not a monk.
耶稣不是一个僧侣。
What is Jesus like?
耶稣是怎样的呢?
Well, is Jesus a Pharisee?
那耶稣是不是一个法利赛人啊?
I've told you, high priests and ordinary priests are official Bible teachers.
我曾经讲过，大祭司啊，祭司呢，其实是正式的圣经教师。
They are professional theologians.
他们是专业的神学家。
Now,Pharisees are also Bible teachers.
法利赛人咧，其实都系圣经教师。
Because they study the Bible so hard every night after work, they've also become experts of the Bible. Also,
因为每日佢哋下班之后咧，佢哋都好勤力嘅读圣经。佢哋咧其实都变成咗一种圣经嘅专家啦。
Lay experts
系平民嘅圣经专家。
In modern terms.The 6,000 Pharisees are not theologians.
在现代的俗语来讲，这6,000个法利赛人不是神学家。
They are of the working class.
他们其实是打工一族。
The Pharisees are lay people. In modern terms, they are not pastors.
在现代俗语来讲，其实这些法利赛人是平信徒，他们不是牧师。
Now, Pharisees do not support Jewish monasticism. Pharisees have work, have families, and they mix around with other people.
法利賽人呢都唔主張修行生活。法利賽人有家庭啦，有工作啦，佢哋同其他人一齊有交往。
For this reason, we see Jesus having dinner with a Pharisee.
為呢個原因咧，我哋見到耶穌同呢個法利賽人咧食飯。
The Pharisees are famous for being faithful to God and to the Bible.
法利賽人咧係出名係對神忠心，對聖經忠誠嘅。
Now, having given you a very thorough picture of the social background, you should be able to tell among these lay groups of people, Jesus is closer to the Pharisees and not to the other groups.
刚才我就俾咗大家一个好详尽嘅社会背景，喺一啲平民当中咧，咁耶稣系比较接近呢啲法利赛人嘅。
So who is Jesus? What is Jesus like?
咁耶稣到底系边个？耶稣是怎样的呢？
Jesus, like a Pharisee, is a lay Bible teacher.
就好像法利赛人一样，耶稣是一个平民的圣经教师。
Jesus has not gone to Bible school.
耶稣没有进过圣经学院。
Jesus is not a theologian.
耶稣不是一个神学家。
Jesus is not a priest.
耶稣不是一个祭司。
Neither is Jesus a monk.
耶稣也不是一个僧侣。
Jesus is not a revolutionary.
耶稣不是一个革命党人。
But Jesus is very faithful to God and to the Bible.
但是耶稣是对神很忠心，对圣经很忠心。
Jesus is closer to the Pharisees and yet very different from them. Very big difference. So big is the difference that Pharisees are very hostile to Jesus.
一方面耶稣是相近于法利赛人，但系同佢哋亦都有好大嘅分别。分别大到咧，法利赛人对耶稣系存有好大嘅敌意。
What is the difference between Jesus, the one Lord, and the Pharisees?
咁到底我哋嘅一主耶稣同法利赛人有啲咩分别呢
？I'll mention to you two most important differences today.
今日咧，我只系想提到两点好重要嘅分别。
First point is about taboos.Precisely because the Pharisees are very faithful to the Bible, they have many taboos.
第一点是关于禁忌，因为法利赛人对圣经是非常的忠心，所以他们有很多禁忌。
So be careful. We are also aiming to be faithful to God and the Bible.
你小心，我们的目标都是要对神对圣经很忠心。
When we want to be faithful to the Bible, there is a danger of falling into taboos.
当我们是想对神对圣经很忠心的时候，又有一个危险，就是你可能会变成有很多的禁忌。
Pharisees are very concerned about purity. That's why we read in the Gospels that every time they eat a meal, they wash their hands first.
法利赛人很关心洁净纯洁，所以我哋从新约圣经咧都会睇到，每一次佢哋要食饭之前咧都要洗手。
Not for hygienic reasons.
唔系因为卫生嘅缘故。
They wash the hands two times, left hand and then right hand, to ensure perfect ritual purity.
佢哋用个杯有水嘅，先洗左手两次，跟住右手两次，就肯定地喺礼仪上咧做足清洁啦。
But Jesus has no taboos.
但是耶稣是没有禁忌的。
He and his disciples don't wash hands before meals, not necessarily.
他和他的门徒呢，吃饭之前都不一定要洗手。
When Jesus is being criticized for this, Jesus replies, purity of your heart is most important.
有一次呢，是被人批评他这一点，耶稣就回答，一个人的内心的纯洁是更重要。
Blessed are the pure in heart, Jesus would say, for they will see God. What defiles a man is what comes out of his heart, not what goes in.
耶稣就会说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必见神。能够污秽人的，不是他吃入去什么，而是他发自内心的东
西。Or to quote the words of Paul the Apostle, to the pure, all things are pure. To the defiled, nothing is pure.
又或者用保罗的说话，在清洁的人一切都是清洁的，但是在污秽的人没有一样是清洁的。
This doesn't mean that Jesus is very relaxed with sin.
这样的意思不是说耶稣对罪是很随便。
Jesus also says, Everyone who stares at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
耶稣咧亦都讲，佢话咧，如果一个人咧用一个邪淫嘅眼望一个妇人嘅话咧，佢个心已经同呢个妇人犯咗奸淫啦。
If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away.
如果你嘅右眼叫你跌倒嘅话，你就挖佢出嚟掉咗佢啦。
Now you may understand why Simon the Pharisee is offended at the prostitute kissing Jesus' feet.
而家你可以明白点解西门呢个法利赛人咧，当佢见到呢个妇人妓女锡耶稣只脚咧，佢系反感。
Why can Jesus be so free and so accepting? Because he is pure in heart.
点解耶稣可以咁自由咧？因为耶稣嘅内心纯洁。
There is no lustful thought at all in his heart.
在耶稣的心，他绝对是没有邪淫的念头。
Can you imagine? When your heart is completely pure from lustful thoughts, nothing is evil to you.
你可不可以想象一下，当你的心和思想不是邪淫的时候，任何一切事情对你来说都是纯洁的。
But then, if your thoughts are defiled by lustful images from the internet,A woman doesn't have to touch you. You can be playing around with evil thoughts in your mind.
但是假如你的思想是被你网上看到的污秽的图片污染了的话，一个女人都不用碰到你，你都不需要见到一个女人，你的思想都可以在这里乱想一些坏的东西。
This is the first difference between the Pharisees and the one Lord.
这个就是耶稣和法利赛人的第一个分别。
Second difference.
第二个分别，
Jesus is not scrupulous about observing the law.
耶稣咧系唔死守律法嘅。
For example, the law of the Sabbath day.
例如咧安息日嘅条例。
For the Pharisee, observing the law and the Sabbath is most important. It is equal to being faithful to God.
对法利赛人嚟讲咧，守安息日咧系最重要噶啦，因为咁样守安息日咧就等于对神忠心。
Let me ask you something.
让我问大家一个问题。
Is it wrong for the Christian taxi driver to work after Sunday service because there is a soccer match?
咁一个的士司机啊，假如佢星期日崇拜之后，佢需要去开工，因为有一个足球赛，咁系咪错咧？
When you hear and see a Christian taxi driver goes to work after church service on Sunday, what do you think?
如果你見到一個基督徒的士司機聚會之後去咗開工，你點諗啊
？Why doesn't he spend the whole day on Sunday worshiping God？
點解佢唔用成個星期日咧？整個星期日都去崇拜敬拜神
啊 ？He must care for money and livelihood more than God. Can he not trust his life to the Father？
咁佢一定咧係貪錢啊，或者係掛住今生嘅需要啊？佢唔可以信靠呢个神咩？佢需要嘅钱。
Will you be critical of such a Christian working on a Sunday？
你会唔会对于一个星期日聚会之后要去翻工嘅人咧，你会批判佢咧
？Do you think Christians should not work or exercise or play on Sunday？
你会唔会认为啊喺星期日咧，一个基督徒咧绝对不能开工，亦都唔可以玩，又唔可以做运动咧
？It is the same as asking a Jew whether it is wrong to work on a Sabbath day。
同样道理你都可以这样去问一个犹太人，在安息日工作对定不对啊
？For the Pharisees, God's law given through Moses are most important.
对于法利赛人来讲，去遵守神俾摩西呢个律法咧系非常嘅重要。
But for Jesus, a Jew, the love of God and doing God's will is more important than keeping the law.
但系对耶稣来讲，佢都系一个犹太人咯。爱神的心和遵行神的旨意是比起死守律法是更加重要。
That's why when we read the Gospels, Jesus would freely work to help someone, heal someone, and break the law.
所以呢，我们看福音书的时候，耶稣呢，他是很自由的，即使要不守这个律法，他都会在安息日呢，来到医病啊，帮人啊，工作啊。
His understanding of the law is very clear.
因为他对律法嗰个精神咧，佢系非常嘅明白啊。
The law contains God's will. If he's doing God's will, if necessary, he'll break the law.
因为律法其实是包含了神的旨意，如果他要遵行神的旨意的话，但是要同时要不守这个律法，他就会不守的了。
Oh, how much Jesus angers the Pharisees on this second point.
在这一点，上面，他是激怒了很多的法利赛人。
What is God's will?
神的旨意是什么呢？
God's will is always to seek the well-being of humans. God wants to seek man's freedom.
神的旨意是经常是为人的幸福而设想。神是希望人得自由。
Happiness.
得幸福。
Potential.
他的潜力
，the ability to endure in suffering，
亦都喺受苦嘅当中可以去坚忍。
God wants humankind to mature into perfection。
神想人类咧变得成熟，直至到完全。
In other words, God's will is to create a new humanity。
换言之咧，神嘅旨意咧就系要去创造一个新人类。
Let me conclude。
让我结束今日嘅信息。
For Jesus, God's plan, God's will, and human's well-being is everything.
对于耶稣来讲，神的计划、神的旨意，同埋谋人类的幸福咧，就系耶稣的一切。
God's direct involvement with the world to create a new humanity among those who would follow Jesus' example. That's His plan. That's God's will.
神亲临呢个世界。在那些愿意决心跟从耶稣榜样的人当中，去创造一个新人类，这个就是神的计划，也是神的旨意。
And what is Jesus' example?
耶稣的榜样是什么呢？
To love God the Father with a total heart.
就是全心全意的去爱神。
With a total commitment to take part in His will.
亦都系全心全意嘅去遵行神嘅旨意。
For this reason, God's good news or His project is for all.
为咗呢个缘故咧，神嘅工程啊，神嘅好消息咧，就系为所有人嘅。
As long as a person is willing to take part.
只要人咧系愿意去参与。
And not just for the elite few.
而唔系咧就系为咗几个精英嘅。
God's project is for all, especially for the weak and for the despised.
神的计划咧，系俾全人类嘅，特别嗰啲软弱嘅，俾呢个世界轻视嘅一群。
Today we have learned something about the one Lord。
今日咧，我哋认识到我哋嘅主耶稣佢嘅思想。
And in the coming weeks, we shall continue with this important subject。
喺嚟紧几个月，我哋会继续呢一个重要嘅话题。
Let us pray。